centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
It will be Mount Holmes' ball to start this second half as they lead Paragould 31-5. Lady Bombers now moving left to right for these last two quarters. Real quickly, I'll pass some other scores along. On the girls' side, Cabot beats Salem 55-42. So Cabot will play Farmington in the semifinals. Salem will play Mammoth Spring on the consolation side. And on the boys' side, it was Paragould just getting past Flippin 69-68. It's a really good game there. Ball is with Yonkers. She gives it to Husky on the left side. Almost has the ball knocked away. Now, over on the right side goes some more. World drill to the free throw line, puts up the jumper, and will not go. The rebound's controlled by Lurie, and back comes Paragould. Olsen into the front court as we are 27 seconds into the second half. Ball's with Farmer now. She'll dribble up to the top. Picks her drill, gives it to Olsen near the left corner. Now to Holman, a man-to-man. Ball goes to Farmer. She has it in the corner. Back, tries to throw it to Olsen. Olsen does have it there on the low block. Now we'll give it to Benson, and a foul away from the ball. They're going to get offensive foul on Lurie.
She just kind of tried to post up shop right there down in that lower low lane, and she just kind of, I think it's Witten who took it, actually. She just kind of pushed Witten out of the way.
That's Lurie's third personal foul, team foul number one here in the set in the third quarter against the Lady Rams. Luke checks out of the game, and let's see. I didn't catch who checked in for her. It might have been Metz. Here is Yonkers back. She's going to go into the lane. Just goes by a bunch of defenders for the layup. Good. She has 12 on the night.
Yeah, nice little ball skills and just ball handle right there to get that ball kind of squirt through in between those two defenders for
She's
an open
a scorer.
Layup. She is. I think Tulsa kind of has talked looking at her a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
She's been to some camps, and, yeah, she got a chance. She's a really, really, really good basketball player.
She is. Here is Metz with it. She will give it out to Rosa on the right wing. She'll dribble up to the top, over to Farmer on the left side. 10 left on the shot clock. Now Rolson has it in the corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Down to 5. Ball goes to Farmer. They're going to have to get the shot off soon.
They don't know.
No, they're not. They don't know. It's going to be a shot clock violation. They weren't even keeping up with it. So another turnover against the Lady Rams with 6:23 left in the third.
It was an afterthought.
It kind of was.
Yeah, Sonya Tate, we talked about this on the broadcast before. She played for the Minnesota Lynx in the WNBA. And,
really?
You know, she probably sitting down there just shaking her head like, holy cow.
Yeah. Ball goes to Coleman. She drills into the paint, kicks out to Yonkers. Now over to Moore. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good.
She had ball movement. I mean, Witten got feet in the paint, kick out. Great pat. One more pass there by J-Lo over to Lakin for the wide open three. I think all four or five Lady Bombers touched the ball in that possession. Really good set.
Moore with 10 on the night. 36-5, Lady Bombers up. Here's Farmer with it in the corner. She will throw it to Benson at the elbow. Benson picks over drill, gives out to Metz on the wing. Down to Rolson in the corner. Olsen drills out, back out to the right wing. Picks over drill. Tries to throw a lob pass to Vincent. Ball's knocked away and stolen by the Lady Bombers. Coleman back the other way. Gives it to McCarn, who's going to go in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound's knocked around. And, well, Olsen touched it right there on the baseline. So Mount Hope will keep it with 5:25 left to play in the third. Coleman will check out of the game as Ashley Nessus comes in for Mount Hope. And for Perigold, Hadley Luke will come back in as Hallie Benson takes a seat.
So where's the Mount Home girls' record sitting right now?
9-4.
Yeah, 9-4 right now. Yep. Ball goes to Moore. She will kick it out in the right corner, putting up the three. It was Husky, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Lurie.
I kind of did a little quick mouth right here of not quick, just kind of off, but the records of the non-conference teams that the Lady Bombers have played, their records is like 101-50-something.
Yep. Rolson put up the three, wouldn't go. McCarn got the rebound. Mount Holmes back the other way as Husky tries another three. This one won't go. Yonkers gets the offensive rebound. She kicks out to Husky on the wing. Cross court to Moore on the left side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. In and out. Rebound controlled by Estes. She goes back up with it. She can't get it to go. Yonkers with the offensive rebound. She goes back up with it off the glass and in.
Bombers just taking control.
Yep.
Yeah, it's fun when you know you can miss and you're going to get the rebound. It makes those shots a little easier to take. And, you know, Ashlyn Estes coming in, doing some work. You know, Witten, she kind of had busted up her eye a little bit. Coach was protecting her, pulling her out. And he talked to her. I heard him over here talking to her, say, look, we got to have you for the rest of the year, and we're going to protect you during this game. And you know, Perigold kind of throwing some elbows and stuff. We don't want to see anybody get hurt in this game.
Yep. Rolson with it on the right side, and now timeout's going to be called by Perigold. We'll break with 4:15 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Perigold 38-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals as Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Perigold taking the timeout with 4:15 left to play in the third quarter. They got two full timeouts left and no 30s. Mount Home with all three of their full timeouts left and 1:30-second timeout remaining. Lady Bombers up 38-5 right now.
New crew.
Yeah, yep. A little hockey. Left Ashlyn Estes on the floor. Got
yep.
Bailey Rittenberg, Sarah Williams. Bailey Rittenberg, Sarah Williams, Livy Fosness, and Ava Fosness. And I think I just heard they're going to keep the clock running the rest of this game.
Yeah, at this point, I don't really blame them. Here is Metz with it. Gives it to Rolson on the right side. Down to Metz in the corner. She'll drill out to the wing. Back to Rolson in the corner. And now it's going to be a shot clock violation. Truth be told, I wasn't even watching it at that time either.
Yeah, I was.
Caught at that time.
Yeah. 3:59, let's play in the third quarter. They're just going to keep the clock running.
I was trying to do the math. I thought it was 35, you know, like in football.
That's what, two times in a row that the Lady Rams, which have been down here and didn't even know what the shot clock was and got shot clock violation.
Rittenberg dribbles into the lane. He'll be fouled there in the paint, and so Mount Home will inbound it. With 3:37 left to play and the clock still running.
So what is a Lady Ram?
Ma'am?
That's Lurie's fourth personal foul, team foul number two against Perigold here in the third quarter. Ball knocked away and stolen by Rolson. Back on the Lady Rams. And now Rolson will be fouled. A frustration foul on Bailey Rittenberg. That's her second personal foul, team foul number one here in the third quarter against the Lady Bombers. I'm kind of wondering how many people say, what's a Lady Bomber, though, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Touche.
They're also with on the left wing. Gets it to Farber in the quarter. She'll dribble out to the wing. Back to Rolson. Rolson with Rittenberg right there on her. She's going to drill into the lane. Ball knocked away, and they're going to call another foul on Mount Home. This one, I believe, is going to be on the shot.
But isn't the Ram a male sheep?
I think so, yeah. Something like
That's why I said ma'am. I thought that was kind of witty.
I agree with you. I like it.
As Rittenberg said, it's third personal foul, team foul number two against Mount Home here in the third quarter. Rolston's first free throw wouldn't go.
And for Paragold number 30, Haley Benson.
Haley Benson coming back in for Paragold. As Lurie takes a seat, 2:15 as the clock continues to roll, while Rolston shoots her second free throw. She gets 1 of 2 on this trip. And that technically breaks Paragould's scoring drought.
That goes all the way back to the first half, right?
Yeah, yes, it does. Ball is with Estes on the right side.
Female sheep is called a ewe.
Okay.
So why aren't they the ewes? They don't need to do the
know.
Lady Rams.
Sarah Williams putting up the three on the left side. Her first 3 points of the night. 41-6, Lady Bombers up. 1:47 left to play in the third. Ball goes over to the Mets on the left side. Gives it to Rolston there in the corner. Mount Home once again in the man-to-man. Rolston will dribble into the lane. She will give it to Benson just outside the paint for the jumper. Good. Hallie Benson with her first 2 points of the night. 41-8, Lady Bombers up with 1:24 left to play in the third. Estes with it, gives it up top to Ava Fossus, over to Williams. She's going to try another three on the left side. This one a little strong. And a whistle and a foul's going to be called. Yep. They're going to get
Libby Fossus.
A little aggressive on the rebound there.
Hey, she's tough to block out.
Yes, she is.
Both of Fossus girls are tough to block out. I bet you're going to see it sometime. We're going to run this little roll offense. And Ava Fossus, she hits a nice screen. She seals so good. Watch her roll to the hole. She's going to get a wide open layup before this game's over.
That was Libby Fossus' first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. 49 seconds left in the period. As Farmer has it, gives it to Rolston in the right corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Ball goes down to Benson just outside the paint. She goes into the lane, puts up the turnaround jumper, off the glass and in.
A little Lajuan down there. Yeah. Inside move, outside move.
It was a double spin.
Yeah, Hallie Benson with four on the night. 41-10, the Lady Bombers up. 27 seconds left to play in the third. The shot clock is off. Bridenberg has the ball knocked away. It will be a jump ball, and the Paragould will get back on the possession arrow.
Don't want to get some turnovers here if you're the Lady Bombers.
Yep. Rolston will walk the ball into the front court. 10 seconds left in the third. Rolston dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Harrell. Back to Rolston in the corner, down to four. Ball goes up top to Farmer. She's going to put up the shot to try to beat the buzzer. It almost went in. And we have come to the end of the third quarter. Again, the clock will run continuously when we come back. It is Mount Home leading Paragould 41-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Well, Mount Home will have the ball to start this final quarter as they lead Paragould 41-10. Another mass substitution, as it looks like they're going to go with Lauren Rawls, also Kara Jackson. Lauren Rawls will walk the ball into the front court. Addison Ferris is in there too. So is Kara Alkier, who has it on the right side. She'll give it up top to Lakin Anderson, who just checked in as well. Now over to Rawls, now to Jackson. Oh, just a little too close to that near sideline. And another turnover against the Lady Bombers.